I think the Chapman family is coming during the meeting. The primary kids were like doubled by my nieces and nephews. So it's a good thing I'm wearing a puffy jacket, otherwise you could probably see my heart beating, but it's pretty cool that I'd be at this moment. It's happening, so that's cool. So I just kind of want to start out with a story. This week has been really busy for me because I've been going to a lot of movies, hanging out with friends, eating good food. And so in the summertime, I tend to stay up late, like I'm pretty sure a lot of students do. And you kind of lose track of what day it is, because you're up to like 2 a.m. every night, which is not going to be good for my mission, because I'm going to have to adjust that schedule by like 6 hours. But so my mom wakes me up today at about 8:37, and she told me to get ready for church. And I realized I had to talk today. So I was thinking about bearing my testimony in closing, but then I decided I'd just read Jacob chapter 5. Just kidding. Hopefully you're not all too uncomfortable now, but I got your attention. So so my talk today is about charity and integrity, kind of two different things, but hopefully they relate, and hopefully you can see how. And they're just two things, kind of random topics, but something that I wanted to talk about. So what is charity? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines charity as benevolent goodwill toward or love of humanity. However, we can refer to another source in the scriptures for an even more detailed description of charity, because I don't really understand the dictionary one. It isn't very specific. So in Moroni chapter 7, verse 45, it reads, "And charity suffereth long, and is kind, and envieth not, and is not puffed up, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, and rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things." I want to talk about some of the points in the scripture that stand out to me. Obviously, not all of them, but first, I guess, charity suffereth long, so kind of that means just having patience through difficulty and just having the charity through hard moments. There's a story about Alma and Amulek. They're prophets in the Book of Mormon for anyone who doesn't quite recall the story, but they're in a city called Ammonihah, and there's a lot of wicked people, and they preach and they convert some people. So there's like half and half, well, probably not half and half. But anyway, so good people and bad people. And the wicked people persecute the righteous, and they stone the men and cast them out of their cities, and then the women and children, they throw into a big pit of flames and burn them. In these moments, Alma and Amulek are just patient, and then they're imprisoned for several days without food. They're completely naked, so they're in a very vulnerable, uncomfortable situation. And not once do these believers deny God or Alma or Amulek. If they did, they may have been able to, you know, sidestep the persecution and get out of it, but they stood up for what they believed in, despite their lives and their imprisonment. Matthew chapter 5, verse 10 through 12. I'm so glad I marked these, or I'd be like flipping for hours. Verse 10 through 12, it says, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." So we have something to look forward to when times are hard, and when we stand up, God's on our side, and he's going to reward us, and we're earning his kingdom when we suffer through those hard times. Charity envieth not and is not puffed up. Humility is an important aspect of charity. Envy and pride are blinding powers which can be the cause of us overlooking the needs and wants of others. Envy is inward and selfish. Envy can creep into our hearts and minds in various and subtle ways. Some may envy the materials that other people possess. For instance, some people might be downtown and see the guy cruising around in his new red Ferrari and really envy that. Guilty. Other people may envy the skills, talents, or abilities of others, and some may even envy the guy walking down the street with the arms bulging, the brick wall abs. Guilty again. But one of the problems with envy is that it can lead to a low self-esteem or low self-image. Oppositely, pride can cause us to look down on others. Pride can lead us to disrespectful thoughts and actions towards others. We should try to see each other as God sees us. We should strive to love everyone, whoever they are and whatever their situation. There's so many good people out there, and members, non-members, like so many good people, and that's one of the cool things that I've seen in my life, just meeting people that just great to talk to and really meaningful spirits. And so you never, you know, respect everyone because everyone has something to offer to bring to life. So like I said, we should always see other people as God sees them. In 1 Samuel, we read, "For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." I believe if we truly looketh on the heart of those around us, we will always find something to love. There are so many good people out there. And everyone benefits from friendships, both those being the friend and those being befriended. It's not one-sided thing. Those relationships, I believe, are one of the most meaningful things in life that we can have. Relationships with good people, and that they lift us up and inspire us and help us to just feel better. When we don't reach out to those around us, we hurt ourselves by giving up opportunities to make those friends. I wanted to tell a story. Two years ago, summer of 2010, was probably up to this point the darkest time in my life, by far, for sure. And so it was just kind of a lonely time, and it was just kind of weird. I wasn't myself, and I blame it on diet. At the time, I was doing this exercise and this diet program, and I wasn't getting enough nutrients, so I think that diet can cause depression, actually. And so it was just a poor diet, and I felt, you know, not myself, really bizarre. But kind of what brought me out of it was I met a couple guys, and we just started hanging out, and I made a good relationship with them. And they kind of pulled me out of it, but I don't know, I just wanted to say that you never know the impact that you can have on someone. So always make it a good one, because you might save someone from a serious tragedy, or you might just make their day, you know, a little bit brighter. So just always be nice and help people. In Moroni chapter 7, verse 46, we read, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, if ye have not charity, ye are nothing, for charity never faileth. Wherefore, cleave unto charity, which is the greatest of all, for all things must fail, except for charity." So that means to me that true charity is a love that is everlasting. It doesn't get used up. It doesn't, you know, I love you right now, but, you know, tomorrow you might tick me off and I'm not going to love you tomorrow. But it's, I love you no matter what you do. I'm always going to be patient through this. There's a quote by Elder Worthlin I want to share. It says, "True love lasts forever. It is eternally patient and forgiving. It believes, hopes, and endures all things. That is the love our Heavenly Father bears for us." Some people are obviously easier to love than others, but how can we learn to love everyone unconditionally? In verse 48 of chapter 7 of Moroni, it says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart that ye may be filled with this love, which he hath bestowed upon all who are true followers of his Son, Jesus Christ, that ye may become the sons of God, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, that we may have this hope, that we may be purified even as he is pure." So that scripture tells us if we pray unto God, he can fill us with that charity. Within each of us is the the ability to love unconditionally. Sometimes it's just locked within us. We have to let it out and open up. And sometimes that's hard if we've been hurt or if we're, you know, if we don't trust someone. But I guess the key is to just try to open up as much as you can and push ourselves to love more and more, and our capacity to show our unconditional love will increase. Charity endureth all things. Some things are hard to endure, that's for sure. Trials come, and when they do, it's important that we are grounded onto a firm foundation. Like the primary song, we should perfectly refrain from building lives upon a sandy shore. In life, it is vital that we be steadfast and immovable. If we choose Christ as our foundation, we will be better prepared to endure the hardships when they come, because Christ will be our support. We will have someone to assist us, someone to guide us, someone to save us. There's a scripture in Healing, and I'll just kind of paraphrase it, but it just says that when we build our foundation on Jesus Christ, when the fiery darts come, they won't harm us because of the rock upon which we are built. Some of the things we have to endure in life will challenge our integrity. We will be faced with frightening moral issues, and we will be given the option to do what is right or do what is not. Integrity is more than making the right choice when it is convenient and accepted. Someone with true integrity will stand for what they believe is right, no matter the cost. They will accept persecution when praise should be given. They will endure rejection when in reality it is only just for them to be received. Abinadi is a good example of this. He was a prophet, and he was preaching to a wicked community and a wicked king. And I just want to read the story. It's only three verses, but it says, he said unto him, this is the king speaking to Abinadi, "Abinadi, we have found an accusation against thee, and thou art worthy of death. For thou hast said that God himself should come down among the children of men. And now for this cause thou shalt be put to death, unless thou wilt recall all the words which thou hast spoken evil concerning me and my people." Now Abinadi said unto him, "I say unto you, I will not recall the words which I have spoken unto you concerning this people, for they are true. And that ye may know of their surety, I have suffered myself that I have fallen into your hands. Yea, and I will suffer even until death, and I will not recall my words, and they shall stand as a testimony against you. And if ye slay me, ye will shed innocent blood, and this shall also stand as a testimony against you at the last day." In that moment, he had opposite choices. He could deny and be freed. They told him that straight out. He said, "If you deny this, you're good." But he said, "No, I will suffer by death. I don't care about that, but I do care about standing as a witness of God." So some around us, like in Abinadi, may despise us for integrity. They may hedge up our way with thorny words and attempt us to scorch us with actions of arson. These are the situations that will test us. These are the situations that will strengthen us. These are the situations in which we will prove to our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, that we will valiantly stand for justice, for righteousness, and for them. It is a privilege to honorably represent God and our Savior, and I hope that we will treat it as such. Just like to bear my testimony, I want to thank all my friends and family for coming. It's cool to see. I thought about this line a while back. Excuse me, because I knew that this day was coming, so I don't know how long, but I'm like, that's going to be cool, you know, when I get my talk, to see so many people I know and love and care about in the same room, and it's awesome. But I wanted to thank my brothers, Parker and Ben specifically. They're the other two redheads, so that you can give them credit and shake their hand, get their autograph when I'm done. But they've been great examples of people who really love their missions, and they talk about how awesome they were. And of course, you know, they've told me it's going to be hard, and I kind of am expecting it. Hardest, I don't even know how hard, but they really love their missions and got a lot out of them. Father's Day, so I just wanted to say to my dad that, you know, he's a good man, and growing up, he taught me and all my family how to work hard, and at least I think it's hard. Hopefully everyone else will too. But he's just a good guy with good character, and he always tries hard to keep the commandments. And my mom is, there she is, she's crying, everyone can see. But she's always been a great person, always giving me rides to school or whatever. Like, we've always talked in the car, or she makes good food. So anyway, just awesome. I'm really grateful for my family. I'm grateful to have such great brothers. I look up to them, they've got good character. I hope to follow the path of principle that they've left so that I can get to the character that they've attained. And my sisters, one of them is in Hawaii, but she can't be here today. But me and her were really close, and all my sisters were always really virtuous women and good examples of kindness and charity. So that's probably enough. I'm probably starting to get tired. Anyway, I love you all. Thanks for coming, and I pray that you all always stay fast. This world's hard, but something I've learned recently is if you consistently do good things every day, read your scriptures, pray sincerely, and delve into that spiritual, not just do the actions, but delve into it, and go to the temple as often as you can, that temptations, they starve and they perish and they won't be able to have any effect on you. But if you let yourself slip, and I've seen this in my own life, when you let yourself slip, those carnal things become more enticing and easier to do. And I think one of the tricks is to consistently watch yourself and consistently do those good things that are going to bring you closer to God. And when you have the diligence, Satan won't have any power over you. Again, love you all. I'll see you in 2 years. Pray for me. Probably, I'm sure I'll need it. And I'm really excited to share God's message with so many awesome brothers and sisters who are just going to be great. Thanks for coming. I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.